we really have to finish up the sugya from Daf Hema Beis, just Tamar Mekemis that we had in terms of finishing up the sugya. We're almost done, but there's really one major kasha that some of you alluded to, but I really want to just flesh out in terms of our sugya. So what do we have, Rabbi Isai? We've discussed this issue in great detail about mitoich, about etzer chayoyim, machlekes Rashi and Tosis. And then we tried to fit in how that works out with the Gemara and Daf Vav about koife alav es hakli. So Rashi, his mahalach that it has to be, that it was a case where a person was mevatel the chametz already, and therefore there was no tzarech anymore to destroy the chametz. However, Tosis disagrees, and Tosis thinks that in Ksubis that it's specifically talking about a situation where, sorry, it's not talking about any specific situation. It's because of the chumra of muktzah that therefore we override even a cheshbon of not being bayira bayimotze. The problem that I brought up was that how does that jive with Tosis on Daf Hema Beis that seems to say that there is a tzarech hayom to destroy the chametz, that in Rabbi Akiva, if he would have held mitoich, he would have told you to burn it. It just happens to be that he doesn't hold the mitoich, and therefore he doesn't allow you to burn it for a non-ochel nefesh purpose. So those two taisim don't seem to go together. So I suggested that l'choira taisis would hold, like Rashi, that koifalos avasakli is specifically in a case where a person was not mevatel his chametz. Was mevatel his chametz, like Rashi. And in Echonami, if a person was not mevatel his chametz, so then a person would be able to burn it if he holds of mitoich, like Tosis is saying on Hema Beis. Everyone with me? Yeah, we're good. Anyone need? Yeah. Okay. So now we brought up a different option in the sugya, which was the first step was already seen in the Ritva. The Ritva is mechadish to us that there might not be a stira between the Gemara and Hema Beis and the Gemara and Daf Vav and Aleph, because the Gemara and Hema Beis is telling us when we thought that Bi'ur Chametz was actually on the first day of Yontif. And then Eina Chanami, then the din would have been not to be Kaifa Lava Zakli, like the Gemara is suggesting according to Rabbi Akiva, because that is what the thing you're supposed to do. That's the Chayvas Hayom. Masha'ein Kane, the Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Aleph says the Ritva so brilliantly, is coming post the conclusion of when we declare when Tashbisu is, that's on Erev Yontif, and therefore comes along the Ritva, and he says, then you wouldn't say Mitoich, even though you have a personal issue that's not necessarily going to be called a Choivas Hayom, and we saw in the Ritva that might be a trigger to a new Mahalach in where you apply Mitoich. It's not just functional based on whether or not there's a tzorech or a non-tzorech, but it has to be when it comes to mitzvahs that it's a mitzvah shebayom. And I said that the Maram Chalava seems to go in this direction because the Maram Chalava says that is actually the way to read the Gemara. The Ritva never said this. The Maram Chalava says, don't think Rabbi Akiva holds like Beis Shammai. Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like Beis Shammai. Rabbi Akiva also subscribes to Beis Hillel for that mitoich. So why did Rabbi Akiva say you can't burn your chametz? The reason you can't burn your chametz is because why? It's not a choivas hayom. Good? Everyone with me? Julian, after Shir, we were schmoozing together, and we had a problem with this Maram Chalava, Rabbi Isai. What's the problem with this Maram Chalava? It seemed like exactly like the Ritva saying. Mitoich only applies where there's a Chayvas Hayom, and since the mitzvah is not on Tesvav, but rather on Erev Yontif, so therefore this wouldn't qualify as a tzairech in order to apply Mitoich to. The problem is the Maram Chalava that words that into the Gemara and has an entirely new interpretation of the Shema Mina plus of the third line of the Gemara, that it's not like Tosis learns and like we assumed up until now, that it means Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold a mitoich. No, Zachter Maram Chalava, that's Kfira. Avada Rabbi Akiva agrees to mitoich. Avada Rabbi Akiva is a Talmud of Beis Hillel. Avada Rabbi Akiva doesn't subscribe to Beis Shammai. Rabbi Akiva holds a mitoich. Elamai, what? This does not qualify as a mitoich. Why? Because it's not a Choyva Sayyim. Why isn't it a Choyva Sayyim? The Gemara is talking about Rabbi Akiva when he thought that the mitzvah was on Tezvav. Again, the Gemara is trying to prove that Tashbisu is not on Tezvav. Zokt Rabbi Akiva, why? It can't be on Tezvav, because Havara Ma'av Malacha. What's the problem? What's wrong with Mitoich? So Zokt all the Rishayim. Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold the Mitoich. Rabbi Akiva is a Beis Shammai Dicker. Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like Beis Hillel. Not according to the Ma'am Chalava. That's not what the third line of the Gemara is. That's not what the Shema Minatlas is. Rabbi Akiva holds of Mitoich. Just not this type of Mitoich. Why? Because it's not a Choyves Ayoim. But according to your Hava, I mean, it is a Choyves Ayoim. Because Tashbizu is on Tezvav. You see where Julian and I got stuck? The Gemara doesn't make sense according to Ma'am Chalava. Again, Nachmo, Rabbi, so you got to pay attention with all of your minds over here. Rabbi Isai, everyone, zero in. The Gemara says, Shma Mino Tlos. Shma Mino that what? That Be'en Bir Chametz El Esrif. Shma Mino that Avor L'Chalik Vatas. And Shma Mino that Rabbi Kiva Lesley Mitoich. So that's the way we understood up until now. Mamish doesn't subscribe to Mitoich. That's the Poshup Shana the Gemara. Talk to Maram Chalav. Really? Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold like Beis Hillel? That's what you're going to tell me? Apella? Zok to Maram Chalava, no, that's not what the Gemara meant. The Gemara meant that this is not a Mitoich Dika Halacha. Why? Because it's not a Choyves Ayam. Really, the Choyves Ayam is where? Is on your Dalet. So how do you read the Gemara, Shema Mina Tlos? Read the Gemara to me. Shema Mina, less lay Mitoich. So Zok to Maram Chalava, it's not a good example of Mitoich. Not that it's not Mitoich. Not that he doesn't hold a Mitoich. This will not qualify as Mitoich. Why not? Why not, Yosef? Why not, David? Why not, Moshe? Everyone hear my problem? The Maram Chalava doesn't make sense to me now. The Ritva is Gevaldik.
Rabbi, you're saying in the Hava Mina?
Change anything in the words of the Gemara. The Ritva is saying Rabbi Akiva does not hold a Mitoich. You want to ask me, why are you koifel of a zakli? Why aren't you burning it? Or you want to ask me, why don't you mal a milah shleib bezmana on yomtif? That I haven't answered for Tuzas as the Ritva. I say the same thing as, mitoich has to be a choy vasayom. Great. But Rabbi Akiva was speaking on Tezvav that maybe yom arishon means when? The first day of Pesach. So then it would be a choy vasayom, no? Moshe, you hear me? Everyone hear the kasha? Moshe. Yeah. Why? I'm not following. No, mitoch by all malachas are the same cheshbon. No. The Gemara was talking about Havar. Let's lay mitoch. Gemara does not say he doesn't have mitoch by Havar. Gemara says he doesn't hold a mitoch. That's not the lashon of the Gemara. Yeah, David.
Isn't that, I mean, I'm probably a little confused, but isn't that the answer in and of itself? Meaning from the fact that
What do you mean?
Meaning the fact that he's saying, oh, look, Shema Mina, he doesn't hold by mitoch. That itself is the answer, saying that it's not, the Chovas Hayom isn't today, and that's why.
Yeah, but you're right. That's what I thought. But plug that in. What was Rabbi Akiva's original statement, David? Rabbi Akiva's original statement is that, what is Yom Rishon? What does it mean, Ach Tashbisu Sa'or Mibatechem B'Yom HaRishon? What's Rishon? Is Rishon Erev Yontif or is Rishon Yontif? So Zokt Rabbi Akiva, it has to be its Erev Yontif. Why? Because otherwise it's a Malacha. Frek the Gemara Kasha, why is it a Malacha? What happened to Mitoich? Are you going to tell me what? Maram Chalava. It's not a Choyvas Hayom? Yes, it is! We're trying to translate Rishon to be Tezvav. There's no other time to do it. The Rabbeinu Shalom said, do it now. That is a Choyvas Hayom. That's like a Mila Bizmana.
But maybe that's Hagufa, like the answer, that it's not Choyvas Hayom today.
But you're Shmamino from the words of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Zetman Fundal, Rishon has to be Erev Yontif, because otherwise I have no alternative. Why do you have no alternative? What's wrong with Mitoich? What's wrong with Mitoich, Maram Chalava? You hear me, David?
There's nothing wrong with Mitoch. It's wrong with the day.
No, I'm proving from the fact that I don't have an option of burning on the first day of Yontif that it has to be Erev Yontif. Why don't you have an option? Maybe it's a Chayvas HaYoim. Maybe Yom Rishon means Yontif, and therefore you should burn it. Why are you assuming it's not a Chayvas HaYoim, Maram Chalava? Jeremy.
Yeah, this isn't an answer, but when we did Tosvos, Lo Amrena Mitoch, he kind of went out of his way to point out, oh, like, you don't think there's Mitoch, that you don't think that there's a Tzarech Hayom, there is a Tzarech Hayom. I didn't really get, there must be some Hava Mina that there is no Tzarech Hayom.
Okay, good. Let me get back to that. But that's not going to help us for this, right? That's just Stamakash on thesis, right?
Well, I don't know what the Havamina was, but maybe if we could figure it out, then that would be how the Maram Cholav is holding.
Well, I have a question for you. What's the Tzarech Hayom of thesis?
I think the Tosos of Rosh pointed out that it was, you'll be over Bal Yara Bal Yimotze, and Rabbi
okay,
said...
I have a problem with that. That's my second problem I want to deal with today, everybody say. What's my problem with that? What's my problem with what Jeremy just said with the Tosfos of Rosh?
They're going to be over by Yira, by Yimotze?
Yeah, what's the problem with that?
You did Bittol.
What?
You did Bittol.
No, if I cared, I said you didn't do Bittol according to Tosfos. He would learn like, right? He would
down
line
up.
What? No, Tosis doesn't hold the Chayvus Yom. Tosis is more expansive when it comes to Mitoch. What's my problem with Tosis?
He has the Das to do it later.
Oh. Rabbi Say, guess who asked this Kasha? Guess who asked this Kasha?
Shagas Aryeh.
That's right. That's right. There we go. Shagas Aryeh on his tirade against Tosis on the Abchop Tesim Adbis. Says, did anyone read the Gemara on Hayam Abis? Did anyone read that there's a Tzarech Hayyim? What Tzarech Hayyim? There's no Bayer Abba Yimotze. This guy plans to burn it. Masha Chometz Amanaslavaro clearly is not, it is still Bayer Abba Yimotze because there's a Tzarech Hayyim over there. Now, we could say Terutzim. We could say Teirutz, we could say, based on the sugyas we learned, that maybe over here you're dilly-dallying, you're not involved, maybe Masham and Aslavaro is not as simple as the Shagas Aryeh thought. They have to be osuk in the beer process, and over here you're not osuk in the beer process. So I don't know if the Shagas Aryeh is, just like we were doicha, all the other Shagas Aryeh's rayas, like the Mekor Chayim and the Teirutzim. So maybe, perhaps, we could say that over here as well. But in terms of answering Jeremy's question, there is a chiddush over here. I mean, you have to bevor and taisis on daf chav tes on the base, perhaps. And even if you say that really there is no bayir abayi matzir abayi say, is there any other option? I think there is. Because even if I say I don't have a chiv abayir abayi matzir abayi say, I still have an essay of Tashbisu. So maybe the essay of Tashbisu is the Tzarech Hayom. And that exists, that perhaps exists even throughout Yontif, not only on the 14th. So again, the Shagas Aryeh's Kasha is a good Kasha. It's similar to what Jeremy was asking, and you have to deal with that Kasha. But at the end of the day, either through Tashbisu or through whatever we're going to disagree with the Shagas Aryeh's assumption about the fundamentals of Masha Amnas Levaro, that's going to have to be addressed within our sugya. Which actually, Rabbi Yisai, brings me to the next point. This is exactly what caused the Magen Avraham to explain Shitas HaRambam. Because the Rambam, when he says the din of Koifa Lovas HaKli, the Rambam says the Kesef Mishnah never clarified that that's like Shitas Rashi, that it's only after Bittel in his analysis on the Gemara and Daf Vav Amud Aleph. So it seems like, according to the Rambam, like Tosfos in Subis on Daf Zayin, that even if it's pre-Bittel, you still are instructed just to be koyful of a Zakli. So basically, everyone asks the same kasha, according to the Rambam. What do you mean you have a Doraisa Vayur Abayimotze here? So what's the Magen Avraham's Raya? What's the Magen Avraham's Yisoid? Not if the Rambam holds like Tosfos on Chavtes and Mabez. Perhaps the Rambam holds that if you're Masha, Almanas Levaro, there is no Bayer Abayimotze. And that is the Yisoid of Koypel of Azakli on Vavim and Alves. Yeah, Yosef.
I mean, even Tosfos, who holds that Masha Almanas Levaro, he still holds that that Chometz is a, the Chavtes in itself is Usher, no?
Yeah, but it's also, so don't eat it. But who says that you're violating Bayer Abayimotze?
I'm saying, but if there's a possibility that I'm able to burn it, I don't think Tosfos would say, no, you can still wait. He's saying, no, since we can't burn it right now, let's wait. But if I'm able to burn it right now, Tosfos would say 100%.
I need a Tzorach Hayom. So Jeremy wanted to say, my Tzorach Hayom was Bayer Abayimotze. So I'm saying, according to Tosfos on Chavtes, that Tzorach Hayom doesn't exist to start a fire for that. And that's what the Magen Avraham is saying to be Miyash of the Rambam.
But Tosfos says we need a Tzorach Ktsas, no?
Yeah, whatever. I don't know how to measure these things, but there's no Tzorach. Unless you say the root of Tashpisu without Bayer Abayimotze, that Tashpisu could exist without Bayer Abayimotze. You have to split between the two, the essay and the Lav. Or you could say that as long as I'm not Osuk like the Mechor Chaim, there is Bayer Abayimotze. Or you could say that's it. That those are your two options, I think. Yeah, I don't think you have any other options. According to Tosfos and Chavtes, you're going to have to say one of the two.
Tosfos can say that they're connected. Tosfos holds that they're connected, no? Isn't that Shitas Tosfos?
Tosfos holds that the Lav is a Nitak La'eseh. That doesn't necessarily mean that any time there's no Lav, there's not going to be an essay. All right, Rabbi Sai, but this problem with the Marim Chalav is a major problem. But I want to make sure everyone hears what we're saying. I assumed something, and I got duped. It's a very difficult read in the Gemara. I mean, the Yisoid of the Ritva and the Yisoid of the Marim Chalav is gevaldik. It's life-changing for Hilchos Yontif. But now to plug it back into the words of the Gemara is very difficult. Because you have to remember where Rabbi Akiva was coming from. He was making a deduction of what does B'yoyim HaRishon mean. And he's saying that it can't mean Tesvav. Why? If he holds of Mitoich and Tesvav is the Chovas Hayom, so then that should match up all the necessities of Mitoich. So I saw in the footnote of the Maram Chalava, they addressed this question. Why is it not a Chovas Hayom Lefi Divrei Rabbi Akiva? And the only thing that they can come up with, Rabbi Yisai, is saying that maybe the Maram Chalava also holds that Masha Almanas Levaro, you're not over Bayer Abayimotze. So therefore, there's no real Chovas Hayom, even when the Torah said to burn it on the 15th, which is wild. So it's a difficult, difficult pshat in the Gemara. Again, what's driving the Maram Chalava to do this? He doesn't want to accept that Rabbi Akiva is deviating from Bisil. That's just something he doesn't want to accept. And he wants to figure out, how can I jive the Gemara on Daf Vav, Kofel of Asakli, with the Gemara on Daf Hamabis? All the kashas that we've been addressing. And therefore, he's saying that the pshat in the Gemara is that it doesn't qualify as mitoich. But the question is, why should that be if Yom Rishon would be Tesvav? Yeah, David.
But that answer doesn't seem like it would get rid of your Chovas Hayom. It would just give you a pituah.
I agree. Let me read you his lashon. there. Mistaberli da'ahid Rabbi Akiva. This is the Maram Karava. Lo pligi adidon. Deheach efshar deshavik beisilo va'avid ki beishamai. So he's saying there's no tzarech hayoy. So why is there no tzarech hayom? So in the bottom, in Lamed Ches, he says, Kavanasa d'hocha lo ave shalo l'tzarech klal, d'hocha ave shalo l'tzarech klal, t'sfir le kashitas ari le kamon d'avchav tesim adbeiz, d'mash ha'chominas alanas l'var ein overlov. Nimtza d'lo ave tzarech klal, d'av shalavar l'machar mishamachi lo amrina mitoich. Understand, the Torah told you to do it. It's very schwer, guys. It's very difficult. Lamaisa, the Yisoid HaDavar is very gishmak. Lafida Ritva, it's very gishmak. But now, to rearrange the Gemara is a little difficult, how the Maram Chalav is reading the Gemara. Everyone with me, Rabbi Yisai? I'm not fully clear on this. What his pshat in the Gemara at the end of the day is. And I'd like a pshat, if any of you have it.
Didn't we learn a Gemara about like Rabbi Yehuda who says that like when it's Bismana you have to use it through Sreifa, when it's Shalob Bismana?
Yeah, the Gemara in Daf Yabes. Yeah. So,
and doesn't Tosfot say that Shalob Bismana means Anchag? I might be mixing that up.
No, Tosis holds again, Rashi holds that Shalob Bismana means before the Isser is when it's Bisreifa. And Bismana would be Hashpasas B'chol Davar. And Taisus holds Fakir. Taisus holds that when it's Chatzais, which is the Isser, that's when it's Sreifa, like Nais Dumya de Naisar. And Shalai Bizmana beforehand is Hashpasasa B'chol Davar.
Okay, fine.
All right, Rabbi Say, that's really the end of Mitoich. And the Makom HaPatish is the Magen Avraham's Pshat in the Rambam based on Taisus's assumption of Masham and Aslavara. So it comes out, according to the Magen Avraham's Pshat, the Rambam is holding that lahalacha, which really brings all of the sugis full circle back from that original Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amud Beis that we started this semester with. Okay. The next real final sugya, Rabbi said, before Chazara, is really a Taisis on Daf Hey and Alf. Did the Olam have a chance to see the Taisis yet, or we should wait till the next sugya? What's the story, everybody said? Did you guys see the Taisis on Daf Hey and Alf? There's a small Taisis that is very important, just in terms of one klal that's often not focused on in Hilchos Yontif, but really comes out. And I was going to skip it, but then I realized, you know, once we're doing Mitaik, once we do this whole sugya, we should just finish and do all of the applications to Hilchos Yontif. So Taisus, you guys had a chance to see the Taisus on Ham and Aleph? So Taisus says the following. Kol malach loisas. Frek Taisus akasha. Afal gav, an implied kasha. Dikshi yisarev yasege cholim hana aso mutter. Kedam repair kol shah. Gabi arla bishla gabi gecholim divri akol pas mutter. Uadin chomitz. So what's Taisus saying? What's the problem? What's the problem? Why don't you say what?
It's not malacha.
Why?
Because you can burn orla. I think you can make bread on orla.
So he's trying to say what?
Certain types of cooking is not considered malacha.
He's tried to say that this is not going to be malacha. It should be mutar on yontif because of the hanah that you're going to get out of it. Now, is this so I could eat? Is this assuming mitaych? Didn't the Gemara just say that we don't hold a mitaych? How do we understand Tais Kasher, Reza?
Isn't just a heter ochel nefesh stam?
Oh, meaning what? So what's going to be the case, Julian? You're going to bring food to the fire and cook it on this. And why don't we say burn the chametz? Because ultimately I could actually get hanas ochel nefesh from this fire. Everyone with me? Meaning, even if you don't hold a mitaych, let's take into account the fact that I can, once this is totally done, I could benefit from this, right? Rabbi Yisai, remember, Afron Mutter? Who's Afron Mutter according to Rabbi Yisai?
Rabbi Yehuda?
Rabbi Yehuda, right? How do you know that?
Because of Tumura.
Right, but I, Rabbi Kiva Eger, asks, according to Rabbanan, there's also a mitzvah. Yeah, places in Torah says Nasis mitzvah, so why don't you say that according to everyone?
The Michas Chinuch, no?
Good, Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Chaim, exactly, excellent. So, but that's not a problem, because over here, Rabbi Kiva is subscribing to whose opinion?
Rabbi Yehuda.
So it's all glad, we're all good. So Taisis says, okay, so you'll burn the chametz. You'll have some kosher ashes.
Are gechalim afron?
Yeah. You'll have the leftover of the beer, the fire, the residue of the fire that will be mutter ba'anah. And now I'll fry an egg on top of it. On yontif. So what's the problem? Why can't Rabbi Akiva set this up on ochel nefesh mamish? Yeah, Moshe. No, Rashi just said that if you're mekayim a mitzvah, then we're going to be machshev it as if you were serif it. But we suggested that would only be in Rabbi Yehuda and not according to Rabbanan. That's what Rashi said. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I'm telling you, there's a blocked malach over here because I'm doing it for ochel nefesh purposes. Yeah, you are. You plan on having ochel nefesh afterwards.
But that's only...
My shnah, if you get a plain log of woods than this one, I have a heter of ochel nefesh.
But I...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, but... Afron Mutter. That's what Tosis asked. Tosis is proving it from the Gemara in the second parak. Gabi Arla Bishla Gabi Chicholim. You have Arla, which is Oster Bano. Divrei Akola. Pas Mutter. The bread that you use from the residue of that heat from those gechalim is going to be mutter v'hu adin chametz. So do chametz. You have a fire. You use that same fire, right? And you'll cook up your egg with that. It's no longer chametz.
Is that fire made on Shabbos?
Or Yom Tov? On Yom Tov.
But Rebbe, right now I would have to make a fire that's shelo l'tzarech.
Okay, but it'll be l'tzarech in 10 minutes.
But is that allowed? Is that okay?
Whoa. But he said, does anyone have problems with what David just said? Is David right? Is David telling me a new klal in Ilchus Yontif? It's got to be the tzorech at that second. Who agrees with David? I'm going to go on a whim on this, and I think Jeremy disagrees with David. Chevra, do you agree with David? The truth is, it sounds nice what David says. Does it sound nice? Julian, you like it? Yosef, what do you think?
Rabbeinu Manoach.
Whoa. Where'd that come from?
No, the Kesef Mishnah, he said that. He said it's one of the reasons why you can't move it. And you have to
Be'idna. Okay. I don't know if he's saying a din in Hilchos Yontif. David's saying a din in Hilchos Yontif. So I just want to ask you something, David, right? Just I'm going to be nice on this one. But like, have you ever fried an egg on Yontif?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So when you put the egg inside the pan, right? That's not ochel nefesh, right? It's not ready right now.
No, but it's
and if you think I'm being difficult, then you should take a look at Tosfos.
No, but there's one
on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph that asks cooking. Exactly my question.
No, but that's the cooking.
What does that mean? But it's not ready. It's not ochel nefesh right now.
No, I have to use that in order to get there.
So I have to use this in order to get there.
But you're not eating it. You're not eating it.
Right? You don't need to burn the chametz.
I'm not doing any
fire. This fire has a lock on it.
No, but
if I want to use this fire, listen, what are you still shaker from Purim? If I want to use this fire, and I want to unlock this fire, so I got to burn the chametz. What's the difference? I have a combination to get to the fire.
The havara there is happening right now, and I'm using it to cook something. There's difference.
Turn the tisis. Yeah, Shmendrick. Turn the tisis on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph.
I can only access the coals. I can only use those coals as a mutter once I've done something else that I wasn't allowed to use.
What's the chiluk?
Because there's already a havar, there's a fire.
You told me that oichel nefesh means that it's got to be ready right now. No, you lied.
The havara, the malacha I'm doing.
It's not ready.
No, it's because the havara.
My wife tells me it's going to take 6 hours. It's got to cook. It's not ready.
No, but I'm not doing a process of malacha. That's awesome. Because now I'm cooking my food.
So what are you saying? So be magdir what you're saying. You're saying good, but you don't. I want to know if you know what you're saying.
To do a malacha.
What's the nekudas hachiluk? Let's see Taisus. Taisus on What sugya is this? This is in the ganza sugya of hoyl, right? Again, let's back up, Rabbi Say. Let's remember. Rabba holds that you never get malchus as long as this item is theoretically ready, right? Holo l'makloy le'archem. Ha'oifem yontif l'chol is not like it, right? Rav Chista holds no. Ha'oifem yontif l'chol is like it, right? And the only reason an Erev Tavshilin is good is because Tzarche Shabbos Nasim Biyontif, right? We view them as one Kedusha. So now the Gemara goes on for two blot. Just to bring rayas, is it true that Tzarche Shabbos are Nasi Yontif, or do we rely on Hoel? What do we pass? Good. So the Gemara says, the Iyamrit Tzarche Shabbos Nasi Yontif, right? Like Rav Chista, the Gemara asks on Mem Zayin, what? One second. The Gemara asks, Iyamrit Tzarche Shabbos Yontif, right? The Gemara says, hold on. By the Lechem Aponim. Gemara asked, by the Lechem Aponim. I'm sorry, by the Shtei Lechem. The Gemara says, if you look at the Braisa, Mesiv Rav Mari. Mesiv Rav Mari in the middle of the Daf, Mem Zayin. Shtei Alechem. What's Shtei Alechem? When was Shtei Alechem brought, Rabbi Isai? Come on, guys. Shtei Alechem. When was it brought?
Beis HaMikdash?
Not where was it brought. When?
Shini, no?
Good. The Shtei Alechem was brought in Shavuos. Eina necholos lepochos mishnayim v'lo yoser al shlosha. It's never eaten for less than 2 days and more than 3 days. Ketzad. What are the cases that it could be sometimes 3 days, sometimes 2 days? Nefos erev yontif. Necholos liyontif lishnayim. So if it was baked on Erev Yontif, then it could be eaten for 2 days on Yontif.
Chal Yontif Lios Achra Shabbos. But if it was a Shabbos going at the Yontif situation, so then Nechelas Liyontif Lishloisha. So then it's eaten for 3 days. Lefisha Eino Doicha Lois HaShabbos Lios Yontif. Because it's not Doicha, the baking of the Shtei Alechem is not Doicha Shabbos, not Doicha Liyontif. So that's the Pshat in the Braisa, that sometimes it's, depending on when it fell out, sometimes it's baked, sometimes it's eaten for 2 days, and sometimes it has to be eaten for 3 days because you had to bake it a day before. Good? Everyone with me? Practically, Marakash, if you hold like Rav Chisda, V'yamer, it's Tzarech HaShabbos Nasim B'Yontif. Hashte the Shabbos B'Yontif Shari. B'Yontif B'Yontif M'Boyet. So the Gemara says, if you're able to eat it on Shabbos, Hashte the Shabbos B'Yontif Shari. What does that mean? Hashte the Shabbos B'Yontif Shari. B'Yontif B'Yontif M'Boyet. Why does the Gemara have to elaborate, right? Shtei alechem aboyim batzeres, Rashi says, Lishlosha lufisha ofim meir of Shabbos. Yontif mi boya inami lechazu hashta, hachazu lo babayomu mi gara mi tzarche Shabbos shal machar, de lechol hayoma lo chazile de hasad kvar, el alav shmamina, ein mutter biyontif minatayra, el adavar aroy lo oso shav, tzarche Shabbos, tamayim mishum, hol de orchim, ubahani leklamimer, hol mishum, so you see from this Gemara, a raya that you see Tzarech HaShabbos are not Nasim B'Yontif. Because if you hold like Rav Chisda that Tzarech HaShabbos are Nasim B'Yontif, right? So, Hashta, the Shabbos B'Yontif Shari, the Yontif B'Yontif Miboye. If in general you're allowing me, again, if in general you're allowing me to bake from Shabbos, from Yontif to Shabbos for Tzarech HaShabbos, so be Yontif mi boye, inami lechazu hashta, zok Rashi, hachazu lebo bayom. 1 second. I'm just trying to get into this Gemara's Kasha again. 1 second. Inami lechazu hashta, hachazu lebo bayom, umi gari mi Tzarech HaShabbos shomachar, Dilachol hayom alochazile tasad kvar elalav shmamina ein mutter biyantiv minatayra eladavar aroylo la oso shav etzarcha shabbos tamayim mishum hol the archim ubahani lekla meimer hoyol mishum dahi shaita lochazi ad sheyishchadu chvasim alein yizrak damim vekevin daave efshel ma'avim meyasmol ladachol yadam midloichazile. Right. I mean, the Gemara is asking on Rav Chisda, if you would have held, it must be that this Gemara is assuming like Hoyle, and since Hoyle doesn't apply, so therefore you have to take care of it beforehand, because if it would have been for Tzarech HaShabbos Nasim B'Yontif, so then you would have been able to bake it on Yontif for Shabbos. So Elamai Rav Chisda is wrong. That's the kash of the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, no, Shani Yosef Damar Ka Lachem, Lachem Lo Legavola. It's Xeris HaKosev. That you can't book, you can't do a malacha, even if you hold Tzarech Shabbos Nasim Yontif, that doesn't work for Tzarech Gavola. So there's no raya from Shnei Alechem against Tzarech Shabbos Nasim Yontif. Everyone with me, everybody say? Good. So Taisus asks Akasha, I'm just bringing you all this because of David's point. So Taisus asks Akasha on Dibra Maskel V'i. So again, so Taisus says, this is where Taisus are. There's a very important Taisus. I just want to see the 1 second. Taisus has a kasha tema l'ri my parch. What's the Gemara's kasha? For Rav Chisda loipolig alei deraba ela shemate levasho biyontif l'shabbos kemo shemuter levasho lebo bayom. Zok Taisus, Rav Chisda Shita, is that when you have a Shabbos after Yontif, so whatever you're allowed to do for Yontif itself, you could also do for the purpose of Shabbos, because Tzarech HaShabbos Nasim B'Yontif. Prek Taisus, Abel B'chihai Gavne, in this case, the Maisa Afilu Lebo Bayom Asura, Kedektani Sefer Gavi Shtei Alechem, Ubahalo Yamar Rav Chisda Shiyasa B'Yontif Yoyse Merabah. Here is not going to be a Kashal Afir Rav Chisda, because even for Yontif itself, You're not doicha yontif. So tzorchei Shabbos nasim biyontif is not going to be any different. So Tosfos says, rather, it's not that it's one kedusha like Rashi says. Rather, that turns it into oichel nefesh. So Rabbi says, according to me, you old, you need mamish simchas yontif, so you're not going to be able to bake it. The gabish tei alechem nami any karo l'simchas yontif. It's primarily not for simchas yontif, it's for the Rabbeinu Shel. Ela rikaro mishum zevach. It's rather because of the carbon. Ela didach da amrit tzorche Shabbos nasim yontif. But Tosfos says, but now, according to my interpretation, that you hold, even if it's a kodshim dika alocha v'chol davishu mitzvah tzorch lasos yontif, shein lo zman acha, that have no other time, hocha amai lo doch yontif. So therefore, that's the Gemara's kash. Now let's skip down to the end of Tosfos. If you didn't understand fully what I was saying up until now, everybody said, don't worry about it. The kashalari. Now Tosfos has a kash. Leperusho. Kevin da Gemara, enu yodas chilek ben gavo lehedyo. In the havamin of the Gemara never introduced to us the din of lochem lechol tzartechem below the gavolas. So we don't know the difference between kodshim and non-kodshim. The chibeshvil shalo ye achshav roi. Afal bishi ye roi lebo bayom ye aser. Halo kisha ofe a isa le orchim. Eno ruuye ad shit te elfe vishal mechagiga shemutu le shochtam. Afal bishi asurim ad shi yizrak domen vashachat behemto. Nami bishashchita eno ruuye. Ala kevin shemutar achar zman lebo bayom. Lav chisorin hu. Vim kein tikshche nami le rabba. What's the kasha rabbi say? When the Gemara asked the question, Alibadur of Chista, that it's a raya from here that you have to hold like Rabba, and you don't hold like Rav Chista, that Tzorchei Shabbos are Nasim Yontif. Right? The Gemara didn't yet know that there's a difference between Kodshim and Yontif and all other Tzorachim. So ask Tosfos, so why did the Gemara have a kasha according to Rabba also? Why did the Gemara have a kasha according to Rabba also? The kasha l'ri. Kaven da Gemara eni yodalas chiluk bein gavoa lehedyo the chibeshvil shelo ye achshav roi afal bishi ye roi lebo bayom ye aser. I don't understand. If it's eventually going to be mutter, so then it should be mutter, right? Says Tosfos, halo kisha oifa isa laorchim ein roi ad shetayafet. You always have a temporary pause in all of these situations of ochel nefesh. Whenever I bake bread, says Tosfos, the bread is not ready right away, and yet ochel nefesh helps me. So also according to Rabba, eventually this is going to be edible, this is going to be usable, so that should be matter me, mitam ochel nefesh. Why is Gemara assuming, according to Rabbah, that it's not okay? If David's right, Tosfos is saying, if David's right that there's a halacha, that it's got to be ready right away, then you have a kasha according to Rabbah also. But Rabbi Isai, in support of David, let's go back to our Tosfos, really sounds like what David's saying. David said, maybe there's a halacha, that we can't just take into account in Cheshbon, oh, eventually this is going to be usable. It's got to be usable right now. That sounds like the second day in Tosfos. Again, back to our Tosfos. Afal gav dikshi yisara biyasig echolim hana asa mutter kida amr kaol shal gav e'ar labishle agechom divrei akol apas mutter v'adin chomitz v'adistan perakol shal lo yasig botan v'kirayim hani midra bonon so midra oraisa. As long as eventually you're going to get hana, it sounds like it's okay. Omri de svaru de krad tashbisu mayri v'cholin. I feel that it's arach legacholso. We'll get back to that language, that first day of Tosfos. Inami, tell me if this sounds like David. Kaven de mitchilas avara eno yachol ehanos mimenu. Afal giv shiyeh lo anami menu acherkach. Aser kimon nedarmu nedavos. She'en craven beyond it. Lamanda Umber that holds like that. Afal bishiyesh ben Michael had you lebesayf. What does Tysus say? What's that line mean? What's the inami of Tysus? What's the inami of Tysus, Rabbi Isai? Sounds like exactly what David's saying. Anytime you're not going to be nene until afterwards, that's not ochel nefesh. Right? And that's why what Tosis is suggesting is not an option through ochel nefesh. Yeah, Moshe.
I mean, maybe it depends on the process itself. Meaning, if it's all for the sake of ochel nefesh, like cooking an egg, so far, if it's all for the sake of that, so maybe it's one thing. But if it's act one and then post facto of that, you can get enough from it. So you can't say that whole thing's ochel nefesh, right?
Like, act one?
Meaning, for example, you do touch pieces because you have to get rid of an isser. And then post facto, you're going
to
say,
So that's what I was trying to extract from David's words. And that's what Moshe is now claiming here. There's a difference between this and the Cheshbon of Tosfos on Mem Zayin. Over here, you have to eradicate an Isser. Over here, there's a technical Isser there's a blockade, halachic blockade over here by the fact that this is right now Chometz. So yes, in theory, this is going to create a situation where you're going to net technically after it's Afer. You're going to be able to be on Nene, but this isn't similar to the case of the egg or to the argument of what Tosis is saying, that every time I bake bread, that it's not ready right away. That's just a question of edibility. That's not a question of whether or not it's halachically permissible or not. So I think that's an important distinction which exists between what Tosis is saying over here, the example over here, and the example later on, or the example that I gave in terms of every case of ochel nefesh. But Rabbi said, this comes out to be very wild. So it comes out, according to the second day in Tosfos, sounds like that what? Halachically, it's got to be permissible at the time that I light the fire. Right? So this is a new yeso. We can't take a halachic permissibility in the end of the day to now be mater melacha v'avara if it's not technically mutter halachically right now, correct? That sounds like what Tosfos is saying. Or you could hold like the other day in Tosfos, and Tosfos says what? Tesvaru dekrat tashpisu mayer becholi. You're not feeling in tzarach l'kach halasa. No, the pashtus is that the gemara wasn't the drasha wasn't talking about a situation where he needed the fire to cook something on yontiv. All of his meals were already made. And therefore what? And therefore, Rabbi Akiva can't subscribe to that, right? So those are two options, Rabbi Isai. Mirtz Hashem tomorrow, Rabbi Isai. It's not going to be a long sugya. We'll have to look into Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham whether or not is Tosfos really saying what we're saying. And is there going to be a new klal that's going to come out of our Tosfos on Daf Hei Amud Aleph based on his kasha and his teretz about Yisoidus of when ochel nefesh applies, when ochel nefesh doesn't apply? There might be some important klolim that are coming out of not mitoich of ochel nefesh mamish that come out of our divrei atosis. Okay, so mirtz Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up with this.